Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 25th day of September 2008. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we are going to be here for the next 4 hours live, taking your phone calls, talking to Congressman Ron Paul about the controlled financial implosion being orchestrated by the military-industrial complex in a financially military-coordinated attack against the free people of the planet, not just the United States, and indentured servitude and financial enslavement is being set up right now. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, will pop in for his weekly visit as well. And Webster Griffin Tarpley, another expert on the world banking system, been breaking down for more than a decade exactly what we're now witnessing by design. So, Congressman Ron Paul, fresh off grilling the private Federal Reserve Chairman yesterday in the Banking Committee in the House, will be joining us, Webster Tarpley and Bob Chapman, today. I'm going to break down the false reality that the public is being handed and given on the economic Armageddon that we're witnessing, just the foreshadowing of it that we're currently seeing versus what's really happening in the real world where we actually live. And so I'm going to do that in the next 30 minutes before Tarpley joins us, then Ron Paul, Bob Chapman, in that order today. We will also open the phones up when Tarpley is on with us and Bob Chapman. We only have Ron Paul for 30 minutes, so we won't be taking calls. Who knows? I might take a few, but we'll see what happens there. Maybe I should open the chat room up. By opening the chat room up, maybe somebody should make a entry in the area of the Prison Planet Forum. There's a section for live questions on the air. I do peruse it daily, and perhaps folks should pose short questions there, and then one or two of your questions will probably make an on-air with Congressman Ron Paul, because I love the directions and the angles that listeners take us in. A lot of times bring up points that are more salient and that cut to the heart of the matter even more so than I would or our informed guest would. We have quite an audience to be able to pull on, though most of them are working when we're on the air, so can't call into the show. You can certainly go over to the Prison Planet Forum and put some of the questions in there. Also, we need to deal with the military situation. Last week, last Thursday, we made much to do about the Army Times calmly reporting that a armored brigade, combat brigade, from Iraq under NORTHCOM would have crowd control, riot control, quote, non-lethal weapon patrol of the United States. They're going to be rotating different brigades in, preparing them for a homeland mission. And there was a spectrum of responses to us posting that and covering it and writing some articles, several articles in the last week about it. It runs the gamut from people saying, oh, it's just training, it's no big deal, to people on the comment sections in the stories going, why isn't Alex covering this? He's covering it up. To people freaking out over it. Now, you know that's COINTELPRO, but we leave it up there. We let people post what they want up there. Unless they call for murders of people. Believe me, we don't have the time or the energy to go through their erasing things, so we just leave 98% of it up. But you've got to know it's COINTELPRO, folks. It's not just idiots. When they go in there and constantly accuse us when we are the main authors of exposing the militarized covert takeover. I mean, I made films on the subject 11 years ago. And then to claim that I'm covering up the military takeover, it's just unbelievable. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to ground zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have the stunt of John McCain trying to cancel the debate tomorrow night with his colleague. It's like Hulk Hogan fighting the Iron Sheik. It's all completely staged. They train together. They stay in the same hotel together. They come in the same limo for the WWF event. It is totally staged. It is a joke. But what's going on? They're grandstanding to make it look like the presidential debates matter and like these people are important and Bush is calling them to the White House today to have a economic summit. As the Republicans and Democrats circle the wagons, because in every major poll, right at or under 30% agree with the stick-up, I mean the bailout, the takeover of the real economy by the criminal bankers. That's what it is. But they know how to label things deceptively, and then we spend all our time just educating people about what it really is, and by then it's too late. Again, this is military psyop precision. Devastation. All laid out. We told you years ago the real money was moving offshore, getting out of the country. They planned to pop the subprime. This show, this radio show, didn't tell you that it was just coming, an economic collapse. We told you exactly how it would happen and what year it would happen, 2008, over and over and over and over again in news articles and guests and experts and Nobel Prize winners for economics, congressmen. On and on and on, we told you exactly what's going on. I mean, we're so informed about what's going on because we keep our nose to the grindstone that it's basically like we're police detectives that have been tracking a serial killer for years, and we've gotten so inside his mind that we know where he's going to strike next, what type of woman he's going to grab off the street next. We told you exactly what they were going to do, and they're doing it right now in front of you. This whole thing is a giant psychological warfare operation. But before I get into all of that and play some audio clips of Bush last night and break it all down, I was on Coast to Coast AM, 4 in the morning, couldn't get to sleep till about 5:30, so I am chipper, let me tell you, this morning, here on the air. I actually am fired up, I feel great. I'm going to be basically beat, though, when the show's over, but get ready, we got 3 hours and 50 minutes spanning out before us with Webster Tarpley, Ron Paul, Bob Chapman, and others on this live September 25th, 2008 edition. But speaking of psychological warfare, let me set the table for something. You know, not just the staged wars or the staged terror or the staged economic collapse. Let's break down what a country in receivership looks like and how they've sold the childlike public on accepting their bondage. Okay? And I wonder, have the police and the social workers, have you ever looked at the prison that you're also building around yourselves? Because we're all in this together, whether you like it or not. You're with us. You're with the American people. You're not in some elite position immune from this. You're going to get hurt just as bad, probably worse, in everything that's happening, because you're going to be expected to defend the corrupt system as things get darker and darker by the day. This is going to stretch out for years. If a child in front of 100 witnesses at a park falls off a jungle gym and breaks their finger or arm, which happened to most of us growing up, there's a good chance the parents are going to fight with lawyers, their lives, everything they've got, maybe just to keep the child. But about a third of the time, the government's going to take your child. Doesn't matter if you have witnesses. Doesn't matter if it was just an accident. Doesn't matter if your child's playing with their brother or sister and slams their finger in the front door. Something I did playing with friends one time, hide and seek, you know, running around in the house. You take your child to the hospital, they're gone. The hospitals have been trained and prepared like Stasi to be just watching and waiting. You drive without insurance, you're going to get a ticket, and a lot of times they go ahead and arrest you now. You don't have your seatbelt on in your own neighborhood pulling up to your mailbox. They arrest you now in the town where I live, Austin, Texas. You're a pregnant woman who sits down on a bench too long in New York. They arrest you. You bring your Gatorade with the top on it on the subway. They say no food or drink. They arrest you. These are all mainstream articles. You take a cake to your teacher when you're graduating from high school. You're the valedictorian. You pull out the plastic knives and forks. The police see it. You're arrested. Your degree is taken. Scores of examples like that. The book is completely thrown at the American people who are the milk cows, the sows that are bled. Illegal aliens, because they have a job to drive down the wages, break down the society, and bankrupt the states with unfunded mandates for health care, welfare, and the rest of it. I'm not attacking them. I don't blame them wanting to be here. I'm just stating facts. They come up here. They get pulled over drunk, no ID, no nothing. Insurance, they get let go, but citizens don't. Now, I've set the table with that, and there's hundreds of other examples. Meanwhile, there is a story that's up on the Drudge Report. I want this up on InfoWarsAndPrisonPlanet.com with the headline, Police to Stop Responding to Crimes. That's right. You heard me read the headline, Local 6 News out of Florida. Now, this already officially happened 20 years ago in Dallas. I've had two cars stolen in Dallas. And they laugh at you on the phone when you want the police to come out. And then I said, fine, you can't help me, and hung 911 up. And the police showed up 5 minutes later getting in my face saying, why'd you hang up on 911? See, it's about the bureaucracy. It's about you licking boots. It's about you learning to be a slave. Police may stop responding to some crimes, budget crunch forces move to be considered. And it says robberies of homes, robberies of cars, not to be responded to. Now, of course, they put an emotional salve and excuse in there. Very, very sick. Listen to this. Palm Bay, Florida. A budget crunch in Palm Bay may mean city residents who forget to secure car doors or close garages will get only a case number and nothing in terms of a visit by patrol officers and something is stolen. So, see, it's that excuse. Oh, you're bad, citizens. You know, you pulled up, took the groceries in, and somebody ran in and stole your car. And so we're not going to investigate crime now. But you run a red light, or you slow stop at a sign, or you're text messaging in your car, we're going to arrest you. Your child draws a picture of somebody with a gun at school like every other boy does, we're going to arrest your child, zero tolerance. But that's because it's only for the fat cows. Our fat slaves were sucking dry, not for real criminals. The police revision is part of a wider cost-cutting look at the Palm Bay Police Department $200 million annual budget. Yeah, I bet they're not going to stop having cops out writing tickets to little old ladies or asset forfeiture seizure grabbing cash out of their purses. We're looking very seriously at types of calls we will go to, Palm Bay Police Chief Bill Berger said. Still, about 85 to 90% of the people who had their cars broken into left the car doors open, but obviously it's an actual break-in, will respond. On and on and on, because, man, we've got more serious things to do. They've more than tripled the number of cops in this country, and you can't get one. You know, woman gets mugged in the heart of town, calls for the police, but there's none around. He's out on the interstate setting the trap for a live one to skin and wrap. Cue that song up. Drag him off the interstate, sock it to him, J.D. Blues. I'm going to play that later. The bottom of the hour coming in. So that's what's going on. Meanwhile, in Austin, Texas, every week I hear about them shutting down a major highway, shutting down downtown, panicking, hyperventilating, freaking out. A cardboard box blows out of a car, bomb squads, and the police always show up because it's meant to send a psychological message. There's terrorists everywhere, and you need paramilitary police and intelligence units and all the federal funding and the emergency centers that spy on the citizens and spy on the churches and spy on the peace groups. We need, because there's terrorists. Oh, my gosh. You know, they have all these fake drills, which they admit in their own documents, are meant to create fear, to create the realism of the terror threat. Well, it's the same thing here. Hot dog outside Philly ballpark causes bomb scare. There was paper plate with two hot dogs on it laying on the ground, and the citizens, there's terrorists everywhere, there's hot dogs. Play the clip. This is the total mind control the public's under.
Tonight's Phillies game goes on as scheduled, despite a bomb scare at Citizens Bank Park just a few hours earlier. Three suspicious packages were found just outside of a gate that leads into the park. Fans who had already arrived for the game had to be evacuated as a precaution, and players were actually kept on the field. Well, the bomb squad arrived, and they detonated that package. Turns out there was nothing more inside than some hot dogs wrapped in duct tape.
There was packaging and duct tape. I don't see many hot dogs sold here with duct tape. But,
you know, that's a lie.
We just did what we thought was appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Phillies officials say the packages did not contain any type of explosive device.
Okay, so what that's about is, and see, they always blow something up, so that kind of creates the psychological, it's all Pavlovian psychological warfare. It's all opera conditioning. There's a boom, and see, they came out, there was a boom. And so there's terrorists everywhere, and now they're putting face scanning cameras and brain scanning cameras up all over the country. Told you about that more than a decade ago. By the way, big mainstream articles last week just announcing, oh, guess what? All the local cameras, they're really Homeland Security and they're hooked in. They're watching you. It really wasn't for traffic after all. And if you don't want to hand everything over to the private bankers, the army brigades are coming. I know. Hey, listen, police, FBI, all of you, I know. Go ahead. Just sell out to the system. They're going to hurt you real bad. You're going to pay for your crimes in the end. Okay? This new world order will fall. And any of you that served it criminally are going to go to prison. I and others am going to see to it. You understand? We'll be right back.
will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
Today, unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine.
Police and military.
It's a death-defying life I lead.
They expect you to assist them in the bank robbery.
I'd die for a living in the movies and TV.
You know what you're into.
But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading lady.
Are you aware of the real world? But in the final equation, it doesn't matter. Reality is still there, looking you in the face, even if you deny it. Okay, Ron Paul is coming up in an hour and a half. Webster Tarpley in the next segment, and we're going to be breaking down in detail all the things that are happening with a controlled financial collapse. Here is some of the news we have today. Reuters, U.S. to lose financial superpower status, Germany. And all that's happening is the international banks are fully sucking the United States dry and having the American people sign on to their international quadrillion in derivatives. That's over $1,000 trillion. Now, a year ago, and we have articles up on Infowars.com that break down all the official numbers on this, it was only $61 billion that was owed in mortgages in the United States. And now it's only a little over $100 billion, even with the devaluation in the real estate market in many areas of the nation. Some areas are still holding firm, like Austin, Texas, to some extent. Now, how is it that they need a $5 trillion bailout? By the way, that's Bloomberg Financial last night saying, I have the headline right here, headline, bailout not $700 billion, more like $5 trillion. Just Google that. You can read it on Bloomberg Financial. And that is conservative. If you read the bailout bill that was secretly written up Sunday and released Monday, it states no one can review it. The Treasury basically becomes a private institution with the private Federal Reserve, and they are allowed to do anything, buy any derivatives, buy any stocks, buy international bank stocks. They can do anything they want. And then I was listening to talk radio shows this morning with all these disinfo agents and establishment economists on saying this isn't really a bailout. The government, the taxpayers, are getting really good assets. You know, they're getting some really good financial instruments. Well, number one, you're not getting anything. Let's say they were solid gold. They're not. They're fraud. They're just paper instruments, leveraged times a million. But let's say they were worth something. Private banks are having it handed over to them. The money is being given to Goldman Sachs and others. And guess who the former head of Goldman Sachs is? The Treasury Secretary, who still has huge holdings himself in it. So it is just mass crime right out in the open. And we have John McCain coming out and saying, let's suspend the debates. Let's suspend the campaign for now. Kind of a trial balloon for suspending the campaign period, as CNN was saying last night. Oh, yeah, CNN saying, are they talking about suspending the campaign period? You know, things are so bad. And then Barack Obama says no. Now he says maybe. They're meeting today at the White House to grandstand to have the Republicans and the Democrats team up and say to the American people, hey, we know in Rasmussen polls and other polls, 25 to 30%, depending on which poll you look at, some are 25, some 28, some 30, but around 25, 30% of you are for the stick-up that they call a bailout, the total takeover of the banking system of the real economy. That's all that's happening. They're just getting us even deeper into hawk with them through a fraud. So we have the Congress, we have both parties circling the wagons saying that, listen, American people, you're wrong. You've got to sign on to this. You've got to say you're going along with it. You've got to say you believe in it. Because later we're going to take everything you got and remind you that you signed on to it. We have to convince you, at least publicly, to go along with this. And so all the parties and all the politicians are getting together to try to sell you on that idea right now. And it also props up the illusion that Joe Biden and Sarah Palin and Barack Obama, Senator McCain actually run something or do something. They are carrying out a scripted program. Both of the candidates, both the Republican and Democratic candidates, have the very same set of advisors, the very same think tanks. It is all orchestrated right now. The bank robbery is taking place right now. And whether you're a fireman, a cop, a school teacher, an auto mechanic, a doctor, a lawyer, this is going to hurt all of us. This is only going to help the international crime syndicate. We've got to stop it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea.
a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Well, I just popped over the old state line. My headlights focused on a welcome sign. When hiding in the bushes there waiting for me was a big policeman with a capital P. Shouting, "Look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead." He dragged me off to the old town square. The justice of the peace awaiting for his share. He said, "Look here, boy, you better slow down. You're in a heap of trouble in this one horse town. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead." I've got to go drag him off the interstate, sock it to him, J.P. Blue. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock him when they're leaving blue. Down, shake down crew. Cut them, drag them off the interstate. Sock it to them, J.P. Blue.
You better pray to me and you better lick my boots. I'm an officer and you're a lowly civilian. Go ahead.
A woman gets mugged in the heart of town. Yells for the cops, but there's none around. They're down on the interstate setting a trap. A hunting for a live one to skin and wrap. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. When a sign says, "Welcome to God's country," good, you got competition from a slick JP. Fuzzy old buzzards are filling their craws with highway robbery in the name of the law. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those, drag them off the interstate, sock it to them, J.P. Blue. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock them when they're leaving blue. A
Here. Now I want you to lick them that way. Lick them this way. You learn, you scum, you civilian trash.
Absolutely an oldie, but hey, goodie. For the next hour and 15 minutes or so, because I want to open the phones up for people to be able to talk to Webster Tarpley. He really is a great political and financial mind. How is that evidenced? By so much of what he said coming true. Limited predictions, but always done in a precise way, always exposing the Anglo-American global banking cartel. Before we go to Webster, I want everybody to understand something. Everything that was foretold, everything we warned you about, everything my films have covered, you are now seeing the front of the storm. It's like a hurricane coming in. It's a Category 5 going 154 miles an hour. You're only feeling the leading edge before it hits. This is 20-mile-an-hour winds you're feeling. You're going to feel 150-plus-mile-an-hour winds financially. There's your analogy for the hour. And let me tell you something. Me and my wife were praying this morning, okay? I mean, I'm on my knees, folks. I got up here on the air and, you know, I don't put on a bluster, but I mean, that's just what comes out once I'm on air. I put a good face on it that we're going into this storm with our chins up and our chest out. But let me tell you something. All of you better get yourselves right with God, because this is going to make the Great Depression, whether it comes this year or 5 years from now, whatever the trajectory of this is. And it looks like sooner rather than later, it's going to make that look like a Sunday walk in the park, as they say, because we had 90% of the population being agrarian, rural farmers, and they were self-sufficient, and 7 million, according to major studies that have been done by universities, between 7 and 10 million, the conservative number 7 million, starved to death during the Great Depression. Starved to death. Now, if 7 million, we were only a country of 200 million, if 7 million starved to death and 90% were self-sufficient, then what is going to happen when we've got 90% living in the city, 10% on the farms, and only half of those on the farms are self-sufficient? And that's a, you know, that's trying to make it look good. It's probably less than 5% that are really self-sufficient. I got family, lives on the farm, lives on the ranch, and let me tell you, they're not self-sufficient. They are close to it with wells and gardens and canned foods, and but I mean, could they take care of themselves in a road warrior situation? That remains to be seen. Could I take care of myself? Certainly not, folks. You know, those skill sets are being lost. Now, remember, Pinkerton Security, Rockefeller Security, they went in during the Depression. They ran people off their farms and ranches. The banks would call in the whole note. By the way, that's still in the rules now. They've changed the law so they can take the pension funds. I want to ask Webster Tarpley. You know, he's trying to fix the financial crisis. He's been trying to stop it. He's been trying to put out ideas that I agree with on how to fix it. You know, take over the Federal Reserve, nationalize it, monetize it. I mean, there's a lot of ideas. Pump, you know, the $5 trillion, it's not $700 billion, into the people's hands. That needs to be done now, because it all is fiat. We're paying for it anyway. We might as well get it. That would actually help the real economy. But instead, we have the corporate crime syndicate, 700-plus institutions, open season, where they can't be shorted, they can't be financially attacked in the markets, but everyone else can. And so as a hedge fund, the Treasury's already taking the hundreds of billions it's gotten from taxpayers and is viciously giving that to the most predatory hedge funds and brokerage houses, who are attacking General Motors, Ford, General Electric, and hundreds of other corporations. This is all-out war. This is the last, you know, few moves in a chess game here. It's been going on for decades, everything positioning us, everything getting our industry offshore, getting the family broken down, balkanizing communities, buying up local public utilities, handing them over to private corporations who just shut them down, strip mining the economy. So Webster Tarpley, before we get into the details of what's currently happening and the two parties circling the wagons to sell the stick up, or the total transfer to Paulson. I know by now you've had time, since it came out Monday, I interviewed last week, to read the bailout bill, the stick-up bill, and it literally is the private banking system becoming the government, taking everything, being able to steal homes, infrastructure. This is the executive orders where they can take land, work brigades. I mean, folks, this is hell on earth. You think things are bad. If they get the bailout through the way they want it, It is not a bailout. It's a takeover. So, Webster, first off, instead of getting into the economics, and I want to get into that, how do we, because I don't think there's any stopping this now, though we see only 28% and Rasmussen poll for it, so maybe there's some way to stop them, but then they're going to crash the economy and say we caused it, and then get a propaganda victory, and then later pass some bailout, so they'll actually get both. I mean, it's a very sophisticated game we're playing here, only getting the word out in some mass way could stop it. I don't know if we have the power to do that. So I think you're getting the gist of this long five-minute diatribe of the facets I want from your mind. I want to pick your brain, the listeners do, of A, what do you think of what I just said? And then B, how do we organize quickly so they don't take the farms and ranches, so they don't corporatize it? Instead of nationalizing, they're going to be stealing everything and handing it in to this warmock, this juggernaut, as the private banking system goes to war against humanity. Webster Griffin Tarpley.
Thank you, Alex. I would recommend, first of all, political mobilization, political action. The sort of survivalist side of things you can do in your spare time, right? Get some stuff in the pantry and all that. That's all fine. But political action. And a lot of people have never tried it, so this is now the time to try it. The power of the finance oligarchs has thrived in an atmosphere of public passivity, apathy, lethargy, not voting, not caring, above all, not being active, because politics is it can't be a full-time job for many people. But it's worth a couple of nights a week.
We've had a snickering, giggling, morbid population trained that it's cute to not care and cute to be uninformed. And now, if people think it's bad now, they have no idea.
Yeah, you can just take the time you're devoted to some idiotic sporting event, which is just bread and circuses provided by these same Wall Street bandits, and devote that to politics. Now, obviously, the imperative right now is to mobilize to stop the bailout. And any reason to vote against the bailout is a good reason. And in the anti-bailout coalition, you can easily have a lot of very diverging points of view about what ought to be done after that. And there are. But certainly, the minimum common denominator of civilized humanity is that you've got to be against the bailout. Now, as you say, success is not guaranteed, especially because it looks like we've got a pan-oligarchical coalition. We've got all the oligarchs of all the different stripes who are now coming together to say that they're going to have to put aside their ideological scruples. They're going to have to put aside their various free market ideological pabulum.
Yes, Webster, they know it's a fight. They are circling the wagons, both parties against us, and even in Austin and Dallas, I'm listening to local radio, they are dispatching CFR members, globalists, to speak to the business councils and saying, hey, get behind this, and they're terrorizing people and saying, or there'll be a depression next week.
Well, there is, of course, a prospect of an immediate deflationary crash, but using the sorts of methods that I recommend, and these are, of course, New Deal methods, it is proven using these methods, you can stop a depression in a single day and begin to turn it around. But let's just look at it. Now, it's not so apocalyptic as people think. What we're in now, you might say, is the Herbert Hoover phase of things. And this, take it back to 1931, 1932. Hoover created something called the Reconstruction Finance Corporation, and with the help of Congress, put about $3 to $4 billion in it. And the $3 to $4 billion in those days was a lot of money. If you want to estimate inflation, I think a good way to estimate inflation is to use postage stamps. In those days, a first class letter cost 2 cents. Today it's 42 cents. That looks like a 2,000% inflation rate. So, if you multiply the $3 to $4 billion of then by 2000, you're more or less in the ballpark that you say, right? $4, $5, $6 trillion that have been thrown into this between Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the current bailout, other sorts of liquidity injections, and so forth. Now, the trick about the Reconstruction Finance Corporation under Hoover was that it was a failure. Why was it a failure? Simply because under conditions of economic breakdown, financial panic, and the things that we have today, it is impossible to maintain paper values. Forget paper values. They are irrelevant. You've got to think about the survival of civilization, the survival of humanity, production. You've got to produce the wherewithal for human life. Forget about paper. Forget about property titles. Forget about investment returns. Forget about all this the apparatus.
We're talking getting back to the real economy, the basis of production and life.
Right. In other words, tangible physical production, commodity production. Now, in any rational system, we should be giving cheap subsidized credit preferentially to people who want to do something productive. That means manufacturing goods, farms, transportation.
But instead, the globalists have been penalizing that and paying people to go offshore to
right.
put us in this position.
Exactly. What we've got today is the world turned upside down. We've got reality stood on its head. What we've got is a bailout program that only touches financial institutions, and everybody else be damned, even companies that still produce something useful. I mean, you've got to, the way the world is set up right now, you've got to have cars. That means you've got to have General Motors and Ford and Chrysler, and those assembly lines are a precious asset with the trained, skilled labor that are associated with them. You've got to keep those things together, because if you don't have that, you literally go down the tubes. You approach a point
of... You can't even build army tanks without those people.
Thermodynamic breakdown means that everything grinds to a halt, and it does exist. And the people that are running this idiotic show today are basically not, they don't want to see that. Now, the Reconstruction Finance Corporation was a failure under Hoover precisely because it tried to prop up paper values. It tried to save insolvent banks. You can't do any of this stuff. We should look at the Reconstruction Finance Corporation as it existed under Roosevelt and Jesse Jones of Texas, who was one of the great people who built the United States. He had the Reconstruction Finance Corporation, and he said, I'm not going to try to prop up paper values and insolvent banks. I'm going to create things like the Synthetic Rubber Corporation, the Chemical Corporation, the War Plant Corporation. In other words, new plant and equipment, creating high-paying industrial jobs that soaked up unemployment, expanded the tax base, and led to recovery. And, of course, some of the recovery had to wait until World War II, but a lot of it was done, for example, during the year of 1941. That's the year that unemployment really disappeared under Lend-Lease. That kind of policy would be effective today. What we basically need today is a Lend-Lease program to fight the depression on the home front, right? Lend-Lease, of course, was...
A Lend-Lease to ourselves.
Yeah, Lend-Lease. In other words, you don't need a war. You don't need to be producing for Britain or the Soviet Union or anybody else. You
could basically say... By our family land, there's several bridges that have collapsed this year in Texas. I mean, this is where I live, and we could start right there. I mean, we could start fixing our infrastructure.
That's exactly where you should start, the rebuilding of infrastructure. But here's the idea. The system we have now is that the inherent power of the federal government to be its own bank and to coin money, because the Constitution says the Congress has the power to coin money. Today, that would mean the currency issuance of the United States and the interest rates ought to be decided by public law. That's all we have under our system. The House, the Senate, and the President signs it. It's debated in public, and it says the currency issue for the new year is this much, and the interest rate target is going to be this. So not by the market, because there is no market. The market
yeah,
is now
let me stop
J.P.
right
Morgan.
There. I am a free market person. The problem is with these crime syndicates, we don't have a free market. Just like Enron had fake trading computers in California stealing over $1 billion a day for a year. I mean, what we're dealing with here is just a small coterie of criminals. Explain that to people, Webster. This is not free market. This is socialism for them. They take our money. They take our industry. There can be no investment in anything that helps us because everything has to be greedily taken up to them and then leveraged to infinity so they can grab up other infrastructure, which they then greedily let rot in their hands.
Yeah, I don't agree with this slogan of the free market. I don't think there's been a free market anywhere in the world for several centuries. And to pretend that it has existed, I think, gets you on the wrong track. But the main issue now is the question of credit and the Federal Reserve. Now, this, of course, it's run by a banker's cabal. I think people are familiar with this. It was set up the way it is under Rockefeller and Morgan, above all, right? The House of Morgan dominates Wall Street, still does. J.P. Morgan Chase is the centerpiece of it. Jamie Dimon is the J.P. Morgan of today. So you have the inherent power of the federal government to issue money is somehow hijacked by the Federal Reserve. This came up in the hearings the other day. Helicopter Ben Bernanke was asked in the Senate Banking Committee, how is it that you do what you do? And he says, well, we were created by the Federal Reserve Act. The Congress has the power to issue currency, but they have delegated that power to us. Now, This is unconstitutional. You can't change the Constitution with a statute. And that is what the Federal Reserve Act did.
And last week, you have to do it by going to the states. Now, we're going to come back and talk more about this. But remember last week, Paulson tried to tell Congress, well, we don't need you but then, because we have contractual agreements with the Federal Reserve. And now they're claiming they have contractual agreements with foreign banks. So stay there.
Yes,
let's come back.
He wants to bail out foreign banks.
And now they're having to back off and say, okay, we need Congress to sign the dotted line, but can Congress constitutionally sign a blank check ceding imperial right of kings power to the bankers? And the answer is no. Can Congress legalize throwing children off cliffs? No, they can't. So they're all criminals.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're living history, ladies and gentlemen. New World Order is making its move right now.
I'm gonna chase the sky.
History shows they have miscalculated. At this moment of attack, at this moment where they attempt to take over the entire world financial system that they've already been sitting on top of, but they want to fully bankrupt it so they can consolidate it. At this point, they're very weak. They've exposed themselves as criminals. The public out of the gates doesn't believe anything they say. They're operating in a 20, 30-year-old paradigm when they controlled the newspapers and the television before the rise of the alternative media. Webster, do you agree that they have miscalculated and that we could certainly use their miscalculation to open up a wider front against their operations and that this could be the catalyst that destroys the Anglo-American crime syndicate?
Well, I think we do need to mobilize against it. I don't see them operating according to a timetable. In other words, the process of descent into a new world depression is uncontrollable from the point of view of any single oligarchical faction in this polycentric oligarchical
system. But they're attempting to control it and use it as a centrifuge black hole consolidator.
Well, they try to turn the crisis against the people. In other words, there's a world depression. They want you to pay for it. We want them to pay for it. A world depression costs about $100 trillion or $500 trillion. We say the bankers should pay. They created the depression. They created this mess. The finance oligarchs should pay through the nose for the current world economic depression. People should not pay. No austerity.
That's right. They should have to disgorge all the real assets that they've been snatching up with the previous Ponzi scheme.
Yes, and above all, they should pay for the actions that they've taken that have destroyed and annihilated these resources. Again, I'd just like to get back to the Federal Reserve. What you have today is, if I'm J.P. Morgan Chase, I can go to the Federal Reserve and borrow money for 2% or less. 2% is the normal interbank rate, the federal funds rate, right, which the Open Market Committee sets. Now, the Open Market Committee has in it a lot of unelected, unaccountable people from the Federal Reserve District. But those people represent the banks of San Francisco, the banks of Chicago, the banks of Atlanta and Boston and all the rest of it, and they all vote. The New York Fed is always represented there. They represent Wall Street. So they vote to set the interest rates, and that then is imposed on the rest of us. So if I'm J.P. Morgan Chase, I can borrow at that interbank rate, that federal funds rate, which is right now it's about 2%. I can then turn around and lend that money back to the U.S. Treasury at 4.5% to 5%. Now, think of what that means. You're locking in a 2.5% to 3.5% profit, and often this spread is bigger. Often it's 5 or 6% for doing absolutely nothing. Why do we have to create the Federal Reserve so they can lend to J.P. Morgan Chase, so J.P. Morgan Chase can lend to the Treasury? Why not nationalize the Federal Reserve, cut J.P. Morgan Chase out of the game, right? Let them go and earn money some other way, and the inherent capacity of the U.S. government to finance itself comes into play. Why do we need to have this crew of Wall Street money center banks who are there simply to parasitize the public debt and the currency formation of the United States? That gets worse. J.P. Morgan Chase is supposed to be a commercial bank. Commercial bank is supposed to, or used to, traditionally, they would make loans to businesses to create new plant and equipment, new businesses, new jobs, productive jobs maybe, or highly paid jobs. They don't do that anymore. J.P. Morgan Chase and the rest of them, Citibank, Bank of America, the really big ones, Wachovia and so forth, those are not commercial banks anymore. Those are derivatives monsters. Right now, if you look in the official statistics from the controller of the currency at the Federal Reserve, or the Treasury in this case, they will tell you that J.P. Morgan Chase officially carries almost $100 trillion of derivatives. Now, that is 6 or 7 times the gross national product of the United States. It's impossible. It cannot be maintained.
It's total fraud. Stay there. Our guest, Webster Tarpley, back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.